F980821, Becoming Vessels of Light. I am the anointing, says the Spirit of Grace. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. But I am the anointing. Remember, the Word says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. I am the anointing of God. The Father anointed Jesus of Nazareth with me. I am the anointing, I am the power, I am the finger of God, the hand of the Father stretched forth. I am He who brought all things into existence by the power resident within myself. I am He who changes all things to conform to the Father's will. I do these things by faith. Faith works by love. Faith works by obedience. I bring the mind of Christ to you, says the Spirit, hearkening to His voice who speaks from heaven. Obedience on your part is what releases me, and releases the anointing, and releases the power to cause the material realm to conform to the will of your Father which is in heaven, says the Spirit of Grace. For this season, break off all ties and all fellowship and all communication with those who seek not the path of the anointing. For it is this path and none other that the Father has called you to. Your mind has enough trouble, has enough difficulty comprehending the mind of the Spirit without input from those who will not believe and those who are not seeking to believe. For this season I will carefully select and choose your friends, says the Spirit of Grace. Since we last communed face to face, you have hearkened to my leadership and obeyed a little, but you have chosen your own ways more. I know that you are already aware of this, but as your teacher, I am obligated to school you and bring to your attention those right steps which you take and those wrong steps which you take. You will progressively take more right steps. I am leading you back towards the perfect will of the Father for your life. You are already getting glimpses in your spirit of those things which are counterfeits in your life, compared with those things that are the true call of God. They frighten you as you see these glimpses. Fear not, son, fear not. Again, I remind you that I am the Master Administrator. None shall be harmed, none shall be damaged, none shall be lost. Hearken to my voice, and as I guide you back to the center of the perfect path of God's will for your life, all will be salvaged. Change in every realm is coming. As I correct you here, as I correct you there, as I say drop this, as I say add that, and as I say change this, and I say change that, fear not. Your Father loves all of these people more than you. Think not arrogantly that as I take you to the center of His will, that the change shall result in loss for these people, for it shall not. The truth is, as you hearken to me and come back to the center of His will, which I understand you are not sure of, you shall most certainly understand it, and these people shall be helped more than if you continued on the wrong path. You are learning and will learn more about making no decisions based on carnal information without seeking first my counsel in every matter, even in the smallest detail. Again, this is the season of catching up. It will seem to you that the situation is getting worse, when the fact of the matter is it's really getting better. You will look back from a future date and see that this is so. For now, you must trust me that I know what I am doing, that the Father sent me, that His perfect will is in my counsel, and not only His perfect will for your life, but for all those that you care about and love. Hearken to the counsel I bring. Make no decisions based on carnal information, regardless of how serious those situations seem, and how immediate and how pressing. Make no decisions without hearing my counsel. I say again to you that the day will come when you shall be ahead of the game, not playing catch-up any longer, not coming to me any longer full of questions concerning present problems, but you shall follow my counsel and my leadership to the place where you see everything ahead of time. Nothing shall take you by surprise. In every circumstance, when you arrive, you have already received my counsel and my wisdom. You already know exactly what to do. These things belong to the sons who serve the living God, if they give the time to learn how to flow with me, says the Spirit of grace. Hearken, heed, know, and understand that within a few short days you shall enter into a new room of fellowship with the Lamb. And as I have said to you previously, you shall see His eyes gazing into yours. You shall hear His voice as the sound of many waters. You shall feel His touch. Many shall misunderstand. Many shall say harmful and hurtful things at that hour. Silence regarding explanation shall be required of you during that season, says the Lord. When you shall speak, I shall give you words to speak. But if you hear not my voice, use not yours regarding explanation during that season of fellowship. This is the refiner's fire, where the Lamb, by a gaze, by a word, by a touch, removes that from you which is not of Him. You will think yourself strange. Silence is required for that time. Required. Hearken to me, your friend, your counselor, and your teacher. I am preparing you now, ahead of time, for that hour. Remember well my words. Silence is required of you regarding explanation during that season. That season shall pass, and you shall emerge a new man, a changed man. Then at that time, in that season, in that hour, you will be able to give explanation according to the truth and according to the mind of Christ. But during the purging time, silence is required regarding explanation. A time of unrest, turmoil, uncertainty, and increased darkness is coming upon the world. Upon that platform and upon that stage of darkness shall the brightness of His glory be revealed through those who have spent time in His rooms of fellowship. The world shall have few answers. Many shall be in darkness and looking for light. Vessels are now being prepared through whom that light can shine. For those who shall be seeking light, He is working now by His Spirit, preparing vessels of light. Where from the vantage point of darkness, these people shall know where to turn. They shall come to the light. They shall come to Him who is the brightness of the glory of the Father, as He is revealed and shines through the earthen vessels He has prepared in the rooms of fellowship. Rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and be glad that you have chosen this path of fellowship, says the Spirit of grace. It shall come to pass during that season of darkness that the most sought after treasure on the face of the earth shall be the anointing of the Almighty God. The world shall have few answers. There will be confusion and gnashing of teeth, pain and suffering. The world will have few answers. They will turn toward the God of heaven and say, "Where is your help?" He shall answer, "In those who have been schooled and trained by the Spirit and have been molded in the rooms of fellowship to conform to His image. They shall be the light of the world, even as He has said. I am raising up these lights. I am raising up these lights all over the world and placing them in my school, bringing them into the rooms of fellowship with the Lamb. And I am preparing them now for that hour which is shortly to come. For those who will seek the light of Jesus Christ must find Him through the vessels I have prepared, says the Spirit of grace. Receive my words. They are truth."